Hey everyone, so Marvel's latest show, Echo, has now released on Disney Plus. All five episodes were released just a couple of days ago. And because of the format the show was released in and me changing how I'm really covering these shows, I'm going to be reviewing the entire season right here. Everything that I liked about the show, everything I didn't, from all five episodes, and giving you my final thoughts, as I would do a movie. I'm going to do a full-on season review for all you lovely people. Now, when it comes to Echo, I really enjoyed Hawkeye, but I definitely think Echo was one of the weakest parts of that show, at least the character was. And I think because of that, I had little to no excitement going into her show, except for the fact that, of course, there would be some role played by Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin. Daredevil is one of my absolute favorite shows of all time. Daredevil season 3 is probably the greatest season of superhero television of all time, closely followed by the first and second season. A couple other fantastic seasons of comic book television, but I feel like Daredevil is just the pinnacle of what you can do. And bringing in those characters back, specifically Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio, was something I was so excited for, at least in the MCU. And it seems like that didn't go great because Daredevil Born Again is being restarted. Although we just heard today that Deborah Ann Woll and Eldon Henson would be returning as Karen and Foggy, respectively. And actually was going to talk about that. But I have a couple things I need to put off my review, so I'm probably not going to get a chance to talk about that unless that's officially confirmed within the next week, and we get some inkling as to what their role will be in that show. But getting back to Echo, the trailers definitely got me intrigued. I love the idea of finally getting a TVMA R-rated MCU project that's actually aimed at older audiences, and the kind of grounded action thriller look that this show had definitely was something that was gonna appeal to me as someone who loves the street level side of the Marvel Universe and characters like Daredevil. So, all that said, when it came to Echo, I was very conflicted on whether or not I should be excited. It was confirmed, I believe, almost 2 years back at this point that Matt Murdock and Kingpin would be making an appearance in this show. And because of that, I think I was always more excited for this than other people and some other projects just because of the prospects of seeing more of them. And I really liked how Matt Murdock was used in She-Hulk, actually. I didn't love the way Kingpin was used in Hawkeye, but I think that for that show, it worked fine. But I went into Echo feeling that the tone was going to be more like the Marvel Netflix stuff. And even then, the trailers definitely gave off that vibe. So is Echo a win for Disney Plus, or is it yet another misfire when it comes to the shows? We've just had so many of them over the past couple of years. Secret Invasion, She-Hulk. I mean, we've had so many shows that just haven't worked. Or at least a few, at least. Those two in particular. Is this another one of those, or is it at least one that I personally really enjoyed? Well, you can find out right in this spoiler-filled review. If you haven't seen Echo, do not listen to this review and skip right to the final thoughts if you just want a recommendation. Let's get started. And the first thing I liked about the show is something I've already mentioned, and that is that this is a street-level, grounded MCU show that has low stakes in terms of its threats, action scenes, and just in general, again, the stakes of the show. And it focuses a lot more on the main character. This is part of the Marvel Spotlight banner that they're starting. I'm not sure to say the word banner there. And one of the producers of this show, I believe it was Brad Winterbaum, or it might have been someone else, mentioned how it's kind of like the Marvel Knights imprint they had in Marvel Comics in the early 2000s that focused on the more street level characters. Except Marvel Spotlight is going to be focusing on character driven stories that don't tie to the greater universe. And Echo, I think, for the most part definitely fits into that, and I like that. And I love the grounded side of this universe. As I've always said when it comes to Marvel Comics, the grounded street-level characters like Spider-Man, Daredevil, Hawkeye, that's the side of the Marvel Universe that I personally love the most. Obviously, I love the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, I love the Fantastic Four, and of course, I love the Avengers, but the street-level and the Daredevil and Spider-Man in particular are my two favorite Marvel characters, and this side of the universe is something I really enjoy exploring, and I wish we got more of in the MCU. I like the grounded kind of action thriller tone this show has. It's definitely the type of show that I personally just enjoy watching. And I think for me, it gets a few more points for that because we don't get too much of that in the MCU. At least stuff that's not overly big, doesn't have like explosions and celestials. I just like going smaller and grounded. And I think this show does that enough for me to at least appreciate it. There's a lot of relationship complications and stuff like that in terms of morally gray characters. I always enjoy watching shows like this. Daredevil is very similar. Although this show is nowhere near as good as Daredevil, although I'm not going to spoil my thoughts yet, I will at least say that. Like, for example, with the character of Henry, who is Maya's uncle, He's obviously works for the for you know a criminal empire. He works for Kingpin, but he also cares deeply about his family. And characters like that, I think, fit really well into a show like this, and I enjoy following them. And when it comes to this show, because it is more street level, they are able to shoot on more practical locations, and when they do, it looks great. And I wish we'd get more of that in the MCU. And I also really enjoyed the use of Kingpin. Now, I've heard some people complain about the portrayal of Wilson Fisk in this show and how he's too much of a crybaby. He whines and he kind of reacts too sensitively towards things that are done against him. And I think that's exactly how he acted in the Netflix show. And I think even beyond that, this show gets his character so right because his main attribute in the Netflix show, in my opinion, were two things. Number one is he's a supremely smart and very calculated businessman and criminal mastermind, which I would say we get hints of in this show, but it's not really what it focuses on. But he's also very sensitive and very caring for the people that matter to him in his own crazy way, and even if he shows it in insane ways that negatively affect everyone that he doesn't care about. And I feel like it feels like more of the character we saw in Daredevil than Hawkeye. And I really enjoyed the way this show used him, particularly in episode 4, when we had a few scenes involving him where Vincent D'Onofrio was just killing it. I love him as his character. We're never going to get a better version of him on screen, and I can promise you that. And he just brings such attention and presence to every screen that I think it just improves any weak writing that is going on. Like, there's a scene involving Maya and Wilson Fisk when they first reunite after Maya shot him. And when that happens, then they go into this house, and just the way he closes the curtains and creates this atmosphere where they're about to have dinner together, it just makes you intense because you just don't know what he's going to do because he's so unpredictable and he can lash out so quickly. And I think they bring a lot of what Wilson Fisk brought to Daredevil into this show, and I think it really helps it. And another thing I will say is that I am so glad that this season brings into canon Daredevil at the very least. But it seems like now all the Marvel Netflix shows are into MCU continuity. Now, just to be very clear, I've seen all three seasons of Daredevil, and I've seen Jessica Jones season one, and I believe I've seen Punisher season one, but that was like years and years ago, and I don't remember too much of it. So I still have a lot to catch up on, and because of that, I am now behind and not caught up on everything in the MCU. But I will do that in the next couple of years. I promise you, at some point, I'll be done watching all these shows. And it seems like they are slowly bringing them all in, but I can't imagine they're going to bring Iron Fist in because of how that show was received. But I think a lot of people will appreciate that they're bringing those shows into continuity. And I like bringing more, darker things into the MCU and kind of spreading the variety in terms of the type of shows and movies we're getting. And I really appreciate that. I think that's the best thing about bringing those shows in. But I'm so glad this means that Daredevil will actually continue off season 3. And Wilson Fisk having that scene where he brings in the hammer that he used to kill his father, that sent chills down my spine. Like, I really did not expect him to lean that hard into Wilson Fisk as a character, and I really like that. And I think a lot of the performances are pretty good. Again, like I said, Vincent D'Onofrio was fantastic. I think Alacqua Cox, no matter my issues with her character, which I will talk about extensively later, I think gives a pretty good performance. And the other performance that stood out to me was the character of Henry, like I mentioned earlier, played by Chaskay Spencer. I think that his performance is really good because not only does he have to, use sign language when he's talking to Alacqua Cox's Maya, but he's also a lot of the time talking more often than you see from the other characters. And I think he just does a really good job of conveying his emotions. He definitely brought more personality to his character, even when he was using sign language, compared to a lot of the other characters in the show. And I personally really, really appreciated that. And I also feel like the beginning of the show took the right approach when it came to continuing Echo's character from Hawkeye, where she was left off kind of an anti-hero. She'd kind of been redeemed a little bit by learning that Wilson Fisk was the one who actually orchestrated the murder of, or who actually killed, I should say, his father or her father. And because of that, her returning home to Oklahoma to this broken family caused by such a troubled past and troubled childhood for Maya, where her father was working for a criminal or was a criminal, and her mother was deaf, and then that came down to her. And then she had a family who, after her mother died, she left for the majority of her life, went to New York, and now she's coming back. I like those kinds of stories, and I feel like it was the right way to start off this show because it's a character who is so broken, but the audience also isn't fully latched onto. So her journey to get from that point to being more of a hero and reconnecting with her family is one that I think was the right way to go. I just don't think they executed it very well, and that's what I'm going to get into in the next couple of minutes as I talk about the wide number of issues with this show. But before we do, a couple of things I am mixed on when it comes to the show. Number one is the action sequences. I feel like at the end of the day, there's some really cool, brutal moments, and there's some, again, there's more violence in this show than I think in any other MCU show in terms of blood. But I feel like at the end of the day, it's still not to the point of being Marvel Netflix, which I don't really mind. But I think the thing that's most annoying about that is that just the choreography is not quite up to snuff. I think there are moments of the action that are great. A lot of people are making fun of the Daredevil fight scene. I actually think that was a fantastic fight scene. It's a couple of the later ones, particularly in the final few episodes, where the choreography is so obvious, where you can tell they're kind of waiting to land the right moves. And I think that's where Daredevil is really so much better than any other comic book show we've ever had in terms of action, is I don't think any other comic book show has been able to capture that kind of action like Daredevil was able to. And the other thing I was a bit mixed on was the tone. I love the grounded and gritty tone for a lot of this show, but I think some of the performances, particularly from one of the villains named Zane, I thought it was really hammy and I thought it felt really out of place. And even then, I thought some of the episodes, particularly in the middle, I think it was episodes 2 and 3 where I felt this, where the show didn't quite feel dark enough, and it felt like there was a lot of tonal whiplash going on because we were getting these flashbacks, which I'll talk about in just a second. We were also getting, again, characters which were a bit more cheesy. Like, for example, the villain character named Zane, who I don't even know anything about, to be honest with you, and I didn't even know his name. I had to search that up, and I still might have gotten it wrong because I just searched that up while recording this. And because of that, I feel like the tone isn't fully perfect. Like, Daredevil as a show, and I know I'm comparing this a lot to Daredevil, but that's what they were trying to do with the marketing, constantly showing Daredevil footage and explaining how this is the darkest, grittiest Disney thing that's ever been produced. And I appreciate them going there. But if you are going to use Daredevil to prop up your show, I am going to have to compare it to that. And comparing it to that show, this show is nowhere near as dark, but also it's not able to capture a balance of tone in terms of those light moments, those heartwarming moments, and those dark moments as well as that show. And I thought that was an issue as well. But getting into my biggest issue with this show by far, there is simply too much stuff being crammed into these 5 episodes. And it has to once again rush a final conflict, just like so many Marvel Disney Plus shows. It's trying to combine the origins of the Native American Choctaw people, and I really apologize if I'm saying that incorrectly. Echo reconnecting, Maya reconnecting with her family, Maya and her relationship to Wilson Fisk, setting up Wilson Fisk for what he's going to be doing next in the MCU, as well as introducing whole new superpowers we've never seen before, all within 5 episodes, most of which are under 40 minutes long. And I feel like there are just so many missed opportunities in the storytelling. Like, number one, there's a relationship set up right away in episode 1 that I thought was going to be crucial to the show, and that relationship between the character of Maya and Bonnie. And Bonnie was her friend, or I guess actually cousin from her childhood, who she was super close to. Then after the death of her mother, she leaves New York, and they never saw each other again, as far as I can tell. And Bonnie kept trying to contact Maya, but she was just ghosting her. At least after the death of her father, which at the point of the show, it was, I guess, was at least a couple of years ago. I guess since with the blip, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And while I think the setup was done well, I have never seen such an obvious setup for payoff down the line be so utterly wasted in a show. Like, you have this setup between two characters who are estranged cousins, and they haven't seen each other in so long, but they were really close. And the character of Bonnie is just reduced to a damsel in distress 2 different times in this show. And we just have no scenes of them even remotely trying to reconnect. Maya's such a cold character that we don't get any of that. I'll talk about Maya in just a second as a character on her own. But that felt like such an unexplored relationship that we should have gotten and should have been integral to this show working much better. And I'll get into that in just a second, where we have, again, Maya as a character who's super unlikable for a lot of this show. And there's a character who is likable, and that's Bonnie, and who they used to know each other, and kind of Bonnie could be trying to bring out who Maya used to be and the good person she at least once was. But there's not even an attempt to do that. And because of that, a lot of the payoff in the show feels really rushed and really unsatisfying. I think there's just too many relationships, firstly, being explored in terms of Maya and so many of her family members that almost at some point, I almost lost track of who some of the characters even were. And even beyond that, some of the drama I thought was bordering on CW melodrama kind of reminded me of like the worst days of Arrow at some points, which is not a good thing you want to be compared to in your show. And I can promise you that as religiously as I watched those shows when they were good. And I think it all leads to such an underwhelming finale that doesn't really pay off anything. Again, there's stuff about the origins of the Choctaw people, and I think it could have been really interesting. But I feel like you can't do that within five episodes and still tell a compelling street-level Marvel story. And I think they completely failed at balancing those two things. I think the flashbacks were really ham-fisted, and I really don't think they should have been in the show. And it felt like there was so much cut out that I'm honestly surprised they even left them in. And I kind of thought there would be this thing in each of them where they would kind of tie into the themes of each episode, but that's not the case at all. They kind of feel like padding because of the fact that they've already cut out so much in the main storyline. They just needed something else to not make these episodes like 25 minutes. And I think that's a huge disappointment because the flashbacks, as far as I'm concerned, basically go nowhere. Another major issue is that the characterization of Maya Lopez or Echo is absolutely all over the place. And the biggest thing is I just don't think she earns the final superhero costume and title she gets by the end of this season, like all the other Marvel Disney Plus shows, and being accepted back into her family, considering how dark her actions since she's left Oklahoma have been, how dark of a character she is, how many bad things she's done. I just don't think the show redeems her at all to earn what it wants to do with her in the finale. And again, she's killed so many people. She's worked with a criminal mastermind, the kingpin of crime, for what, like at least a decade and a half by the time this show kicks off. And it just doesn't feel like anything she does in this show, firstly, I don't even think it's remotely that heroic, and I don't mind that she's not a heroic character, but the show in the final episode tries so hard to portray her that way that it falls so hard on it, so flat on its face. It tries to have this thing with her and Kingpin where they turn on each other by the end of the season. It feels so incomplete and underwhelming. And even then, where they go in the finale with her superpowers, I don't think they should have included them. I don't think they make much sense. They don't even explain them too much. And I feel like it kind of ruins the street-level approach to this show that I really liked. And I think the other thing is she's just not that likable of a character. Again, like I said, I think Lachlan Cox does a good job, and I think she is able to convey a lot of her emotions without speaking, of course. And I really respect her, and I think she did a great job. It's the writing for her character that is the issue. When it came to Hawkeye, she was a villain. I didn't really mind that she was unlikable. When it comes to this show, if you're going to make a show about her, I need to at least like the character somewhat, even if she isn't heroic. And I think that's perfectly fine. You can tell a show about an anti-hero, but don't make her completely unlikable, which she kind of is. She has, I wouldn't even call them mood swings. I would say there are more writing swings, where she can be kind of a nice person, but then she just turns so angry and almost without any reason to. I understand that she lost, at this point she's lost both of her parents, but even with that, she is so cruel to certain people that I don't feel like she earns the redemption in the eyes of her family that she gets by the end of the season. Even more so than that, the super suit that she gets, like so many of these Marvel Disney Plus shows. And that's something I'm going to mention, is I feel like the Marvel Disney Plus show formula is getting pretty old, and that is just having a character who works through a lot of the season to kind of earn the acceptance of the people around them, their family, and then ends up getting a costume they wear for one episode before it gets changed again when they reappear. And I feel like that formula, whether that's Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk to a degree, Falcon and Winter Soldier, even WandaVision had elements of that, and even Hawkeye, I guess, to a degree, I feel like we've gone over this same formula so many times now that I feel like it's getting a little tiring. That's why I'm so excited to see Daredevil Born Again, to have a character who's actually established in the role of Daredevil, go on a different type of character arc with, a more street-level approach, which I like that this show had, but it has so many other problems that I can't really, unfortunately, give it that much credit. And I think that's just so disappointing as far as I'm concerned. Next up, I think that the show and storytelling as a whole feels edited and chopped to bits. We've heard a lot about how this show had a pretty troubled production, how things were reworked in post-production, and episodes were cut out. I believe there were supposed to be 6 episodes, there ended up being 5. And I just think you can tell by the runtime of each episode dwindling how a lot of the later half of the season was reworked. More and more of it feels more and more rushed as it goes along. And I thought some of the action as well had pretty bad editing. But I think the biggest issue was that the first episode seems to set up a very clear story for Maya, and that is what they do pay off in the finale, but they don't earn it. There is so much missing in the middle of this show in terms of, again, her relationship with the character Bonnie, her relationship with her grandmother, which I feel like was so rushed in the final episode and a half, where they kind of have this heart-to-heart, I guess, to a degree, but then Maya lashes out again. But then, for some reason, she would still go back to her in the finale. I just didn't really understand how any of this was earned. And I think it really hurts the show. I feel like it honestly needed another two episodes to explore not only the amount of relationships that Maya is trying to reconcile throughout this season, but also the whole Native American backstory and her powers, which I think, again, I don't think really make a lot of sense. And I think all that is such a disappointment because, again, we've heard that there was an episode that was cut out. There was more to this show that they reworked. And I think a lot of that is in the finale where we have such an underwhelming, not only action sequence, but just payoff to the season. It does involve Kingpin, and I like seeing a good amount of him. And I do like what they're setting him up to be in terms of running for mayor, as we've been hearing of over the past couple of years. I think it's just disappointing that the show didn't have a payoff that was more satisfying and felt earned. So not only was the build-up to that payoff earned, the way it was done in the finale, I think, was very underwhelming. And that's because they just had to rush it so much. They had to throw it together at this kind of last minute. Kingpin decides to attack, you know, their powwow thing. And I just don't think they earned that. That's not where a lot of the show was leading. And there was so much missing in the middle. By the time we get to the final moment of the show, we had Maya showing up at a family lunch. I just didn't get to the point where I felt those characters ever reconnecting. At least not in this show. And I just wish the show sold me on that more. And I think it really hurts the show. It almost felt to me like they just kind of gave up halfway through the season. Because they realized with the amount of episodes they had, the story they were telling, there was just no way they were going to be able to produce a show that felt satisfying. And that is such a disappointment. And they even tried to bait and switch us with Daredevil, who is in all the trailers. We got the whole scene leaked. That's literally all he's in this show. And I don't really mind he's in it for just a cameo. The fact that I've known for almost a year and a half that I'd get more Charlie Cox in this show, it did feel underwhelming how little he actually was in it. And I thought I'd mention that before we get into my final thoughts. So as a whole, I really wanted to like Echo. There were moments that I think where this show really shined, especially wherever Kingpin is on screen. And even when he's interacting with Maya, I feel like that's where her character is the most interesting. There are some good performances in this show. I like the street level side of the Marvel Universe. I like having the grounded action thriller tone for one of these shows. And I want more shows like this in the vein of tone and stakes. But I just don't think this show as a whole worked. There's too much being done. There's so many different storylines that just do not fit within these five episodes. The characterization of Maya, I just don't think makes me that endeared to her. And I don't think they've done a good job of setting up her as an interesting character. And I think what they're doing with Marvel Disney Plus and constantly having the same shortcomings, like a lackluster finale, a really rushed middle section, because five episodes just isn't enough if you're going to tell a TV show story. I honestly think this show had a few of the stuff been cut, a few of the things been cut out, like that whole backstory, and as well as even reduce the amount of family members, would have honestly just worked better as a movie. And even then, like a really solid mid-budget action movie. As it was five episodes long. It wasn't even a very energetic show. I feel like the more it went along, the more it started it felt like it was trying to kind of just pulling, it just kind of dragging itself along. It was just really slow. And I just am pretty disappointed the fact that the first TVMA rated, you know, truly standalone project in the MCU was as underwhelming as it was. Because I do want more MCU movies and shows in the vein of this show. In terms of, again, premise, tone, the number of stakes, how little it connects to the rest of the universe, how much it focuses on the character. But I just don't think they did it well in this show. And I think that's just so disappointing. I'm going to give Echo a C. Look, because I like street-level MCU and Marvel stories, I will say this is, and I just really enjoy action films and just character stories about characters, you know, returning to their home after a long time away and they're trying to redeem themselves. I like stories like that. I definitely enjoyed this show more than She-Hulk and Secret Invasion. But other than that, this show does not go much higher in terms of my MCU ranking, in terms of its shows. And even then, there are so many other ones that also disappointed me. But I will say Echo definitely disappointed me less than a lot of those shows like Moon Knight, because I wasn't quite as excited for Echo knowing that I didn't love the character of Hawkeye. So when it comes to my recommendation, I would say, although this was a spoiler review and you probably shouldn't have been listening to a lot of it if you hadn't seen the show, if you're staying around for the recommendation, I would say if you're an MCU fan, you honestly don't even really need to watch this. I would say in general, this is one that you could probably skip. But I feel like if you are interested in terms of what they're doing with Kingpin and you like grounded and street level comic book films and superhero films and you like characters like Daredevil, there are going to be moments that remind you of that. There are going to be moments that you enjoy, but I think as a whole, I don't think the show really worked. So I would say this is the one you could probably skip and not miss out on much. And honestly, you could probably just read a summary about what they do with Kingpin in this show and you'd probably be caught up pretty quickly, especially if you didn't watch Hawkeye or you didn't like Hawkeye to begin with. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always. And look out soon for my review of Monarch Legacy of Monsters. And I'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye.